And I'm immediately regretting it.
News to no. Breaking news, everyone. Ashlyn decides to be a normal person.
I know. But the thing is, I post really cringy stuff, but like on purpose, because I know I'm not great, but like it's to encourage other people to not be embarrassed.
We get
a little
bit. You're quirky and you're not like other girls. No, absolutely
not. So hi and welcome back to I'll Tell You What, a spoopy podcast. I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Miranda. And this is very late on a Sunday night instead of a Saturday night, because yesterday was Saturday and it was my birthday.
Ooh.
So we were having a cookout with, you know, the 8 people who live here. We're a party in our own.
Yeah. Thing. We've been having deep sister talks off
tears
microphone.
Tears were shed because we're quirky and not like other girls.
Tears were shed because we're both constantly having mental breakdowns.
We
but
just,
it's okay.
We just discussed the fact that if I was like, believe it or not, people are out there and they are not us. And they don't
like
think
fake.
Like we do.
That's fake, but okay.
They know how to have normal relationships and how to start a conversation.
Oh, gosh. Quarantine has really messed us up. I think it's messed up a lot of people.
It's been great for me. Are you sure?
Yes.
However, I'm going to have a very hard time going back to the real world if we ever do that.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying my time. Honestly, I'm a little afraid
of going back to the real world.
I've been really enjoying my time.
I'm just constantly terrified about everything.
Become a hippie.
I had to take a rage bath the other day.
Become a hippie. I'm just going to keep saying it.
So
become a hippie.
So I was editing a video.
In the bathtub?
No.
Oh.
I had to have it in. And it was like 1 a.m, which was fine, until my program decided to crash with everything I'd worked on. And it also just didn't work on my computer anymore. Then Adobe Creative Cloud decided that it didn't, like it didn't function and it needed to repair itself. And so I had to restart my computer, and then it could download the updates that apparently it had neglected. And so by the time I actually got to edit the video, it was like 4 a.m.
Well,
and I was very upset and I was raging. And so I took a bath.
See, that's a good,
and that
that's a good coping mechanism, Ashlyn.
My water bill's going to go through the roof.
A therapist would tell you that's a good coping mechanism.
I'm just going to start living in my bathtub like that one.
You see,
one
Ashlyn,
dude on Scrubs.
You see, Ashlyn has a degree in psychology, but she doesn't like to apply that to herself. Ashlyn doesn't like to therapize herself.
You can't actually heal yourself like that. Like, you actually got to do it with someone. But I do work through some cognitive behavioral therapy techniques.
I've healed myself plenty. I am perfect in every way. I have no flaws. And how much of this are you believing?
Absolutely none of
it. Dang it.
Miranda is the epitome of using humor as a way to mask her own feelings. And anyway, this is getting far too real. I'm probably just going to cut out any of our
mental issues. So here's something you can leave in. Our father has started listening to our podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was talking to mom today, and he goes, and he, from across the house, he goes, so I'm learning things about my daughter I didn't know. And I went, what? I was like, where? What are
you
talking
about?
I was so confused. I was like, oh, God, what did he find out? What did I not tell him? And he was commenting about our last episode, which is the ones where I tell, you know, my personal ghost stories and ones that I made up. And he was like, what? You did that? And I went, yeah, I did. And he goes, oh, my God.
He thought that it was really messed up that you told a ghost story based off of a murder.
Oh, thanks.
Because it
I'm
was
your daughter,
Miranda.
Dad.
It was really messed up.
Thanks.
But you were 12, so we'll forgive you.
I was probably 13.
Well, then it's just not okay.
I know. A legal adult, practically.
How dare you. All right, so today I'm not really doing a conspiracy. I'm sorry. I'm doing a mystery.
I hate to break it to you, Ashlyn, but you're off the podcast. pack your things.
No, it's kind
leave.
Of a creepy mystery, but it starts off pretty
Ashlyn,
neat.
I have you here to do one thing and one thing only. Conspiracize. I meant it's conspirize, but I said conspiracize. I'm sticking to it.
First of all, the verb is conspire.
Oops. It's really late. No. I'm going to use that as my excuse. I just turned 25, so this is where my brain is for the rest of my life.
Actually, it's 27 now.
Shut up, Ashlyn.
Even my Let brain me make isn't my jokes. Yet.
Cut out your part about 27.
Absolutely not. I'm going to beat you misinformation, with this right? We are not in a misinformation cast.
I'm going to
cast.
Beat you with this microphone. Yeah, I make the same thread every week. What a way to go. But we're getting closer and closer to the day that it actually happens.
Okay, so this mystery is not a conspiracy. I'm sorry.
You've already said that.
I know, but I'm just defining it for you. Conspiracies involve secrets. This is just weird.
Mysteries can be secrets.
So Miranda, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you about what happened to the body of Maine's sixth governor.
What?
Okay, so one the background. Maine's sixth governor. No, actually, I learned a lot about this dude, and he's actually pretty cool. So his name is Enoch Lincoln.
Why do I know that name?
Because it's in a lot of stuff. Enoch. It's honestly in a lot of stuff.
I think someone's name in Gilmore Girls was Enoch.
The thing is, Enoch's almost like kind of a creepy name, but not really.
Oh,
like,
it's very I like creepy.
It. Like, I like it, honestly, as a name. I feel like it's got a lot of mystery attached to it. But no, actually, this dude was pretty awesome and ahead of his time. So his history. He was born on December 28th, 1788. In Worcester, Massachusetts.
So he's not even from Maine?
Maine wasn't a state I'm pretty until sure, 1820.
I'm pretty sure to become governor of a state, you have to be born there.
No, that is not true.
Was anybody ever going to tell me that the guy who was running against Donald Trump for the Republican vote is actually from Canada? And why didn't nobody talk about that?
There's so much to unpack there. I'm just going to breeze right past it.
Josh told me that the other day and I went, what?
I have so many questions. Okay. So Levi Lincoln Sr. was Enoch's father. He was a lawyer who established his own practice in Worcester, Massachusetts.
When I tell you people don't look up the definition of their kids' names, they don't.
You are trying to derail this podcast, and I'm going to need you to stop.
Every week. It's part of our
Please
charm.
Please stop.
It's part of our charm.
I have to edit this and I'm not thrilled.
Let me be charming. I'm quirky and not like other girls.
You're the worst. So, Levi Lincoln Sr., he was part of the convention that drafted the Massachusetts Constitution in 1779.
Was this the Geneva Convention?
I'm going to start this entire area over just because
no,
I'm so tired.
That was a funny joke. It's the only convention I can name.
Oh my God.
I know it wasn't the Geneva Convention.
You,
it was
Miranda,
just
you've seen Hamilton. You should be able to name the Constitutional Convention.
Oh.
Come on.
I forgot that happened. So the Constitutional Convention.
Well, the Massachusetts Constitutional Convention.
Why do they have their own separate one?
Selfish. Each state does.
Selfish.
Each state does because it's like the sovereignty of the state. Remember what we talked about? Like,
I forgot that the states are actually like tiny countries, and I just learned that as a 24-year-old woman. I never thought of it like that until someone told me, yeah, we're the United States, and sometimes they refer to other countries as states.
Yes.
And I did not put that together until the ripe old age of 24. So
you took
my gov and econ class did nothing for me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, Massachusetts. I cannot say Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. You can just There's insert that every time. You just hear Massachusetts. Every time. Just overlay it every time.
Oh, that got terrible. I'm doing it. Okay. The entire reason I'm even going into Levi Lincoln Sr., Enoch Lincoln, all that stuff, is to give a good background about why we should care. So, Levi Lincoln Sr., I have to keep saying this because he's derailing me. He was part of the convention that drafted the
Massachusetts
Constitution in 1779. And he actually supported Quok Walker, Q-U-O-C-K, who was a former slave seeking to cement his freedom under that same constitution.
Schmidt, you knew for a fact I was going to laugh at that name. And you paused and then went on to say it made me look like a bad person.
Yes.
How dare you?
But, yeah, so he was a former slave seeking to cement his freedom under that constitution in 1783.
Nice.
And like I said, Levi Lincoln Sr. also practiced law.
Are these relatives of Abraham Lincoln?
Actually, yes. They share a common ancestor, Samuel Lincoln, who was also in politics.
Was his last name Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are just put that together. They're distant relatives. Yeah. But yeah. Levi Lincoln Sr. actually became Thomas Jefferson's first attorney general in 1800.
Wow.
He even served as the interim Secretary of State from March 1801 until James Madison arrived in May of that same year.
They're what?
The Secretary of State.
Oh, I heard something wrong.
You know, only one of the biggest second security position.
Let's be honest. It's more important than the vice presidency.
So he resigned in March of 1805 for personal reasons from the attorney general position. Mm-hmm. He served as lieutenant governor of
Massachusetts.
So like right underneath the governor from 1807 to 1809 and took over for Governor James Sullivan after his death in 1808. However, Levi did not win the election of the position in 1809, but he was given a spot on the governor's council in 1810. Mm. James Madison offered him a position as an associate justice of the Supreme Court in 1811, but Levi Lincoln Sr. declined the position.
He was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, actually, he did that because his eyesight was starting to go, and that's actually the reason he quoted.
He's like, nah, I'm getting old.
Yeah. And so he was also a founding member of the American Antiquarian Society in 1812.
Are you going to explain to me what an antiquarian is?
Well, it's the Antiquarian Society. It's like a history society, basically.
So, and like antique.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so
when you add quarian to it, it kind of sounds like some kind of aquarium that I don't know about. It's an aquarium for antiques.
It's just a really old aquarium.
It's a very old aquarium. That's pretty good.
All it has is sea turtles. Anyway,
sea turtles and like skeletons of old fish and coral.
Oh no. So this is actually a really interesting society, and it promotes learning and, you know, scholarly attributes as well as being a society. So there's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's actually the oldest historical society in America with a national scope.
Right.
His elder son, Levi Lincoln Jr., was also a founding member, and Enoch would be accepted as a member in 1819. So Levi Lincoln Sr. died on April 14th, 1820, at the age of 70. So he lived a good long life, and he actually did a lot of really good...
70's pretty young.
Yeah, I mean, not compared to Enoch, but anyway.
What happened to Enoch?
Care about it, Miranda, and you might find out. So basically, Levi Lincoln Sr. was kind of a up-and-coming player in American politics and helped establish a lot of the lawyer practices.
Like a play it? Or like a card game player?
Probably like a card game player. Meant like chess player or something. Like,
I don't know. I thought he was like a ladies man. Like absolutely Alexander not. Hamilton.
Absolutely not. No, the thing is, this family is so free from scandal. It's
our family
ridiculous.
So free from scandal. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, there's a few scandals going on in our family, but anyway,
what have you been up to? Answer the question.
Absolutely nothing.
What's the question, Brand?
Anyway, Enoch's older brother, Levi Lincoln Jr., served as the
Massachusetts
governor for 9 years, which is the longest consecutive terms in the history of the state.
Only 9 years.
So they really liked Levi Lincoln Jr. And honestly, people seem to really respect the Lincolns. So now we're actually getting into Enoch's personal history.
Oh, thank gosh. What?
You're the worst. I wanted to get that background just to kind of like meld this all together, you know, give an idea of the fact that being a politician was kind of in his blood. So Enoch was educated at Harvard University.
Oh, wow.
And some sources state that he graduated from Harvard in 1807, but other accounts claim that he left the institution without completing the degree in 1808.
Don't you have to have a degree to be president?
Oh, wait, no, you president. Don't, actually.
I no, could be don't. President.
Yes.
But I'm a woman. I'm just kidding.
Still, he started practicing law in 1811 in Salem,
Massachusetts.
He's so
a witch.
So he passed the bar. I don't know if he had a degree. And I think also his brother was also a lawyer. So like they all followed in dad's footsteps. They're like, yep, we're going for it, man. Enoch served as a U.S. district attorney in Salem from 1815 to 1818. And then he moved to Paris, Maine. And Maine at this time was a district of
Massachusetts
in 1819, where he continued practicing law. In 1818, he was also elected to represent the Maine district. So he served in that position until 1821. Like I said, Maine was accepted as a state in 1820, and following that, Enoch served as a representative of the state in Congress until he resigned in 1826.
Nice.
And then he served as governor of Maine from 1826 until he resigned in 1829.
So he was just having a time. Just floating around from position to position.
So he is the sixth governor of the, like, the Maine area. However, he is the one who kind of established their capital and things like that.
So they didn't have a capital before then?
Kind of. He was actually planning on retiring to a farm at the end of his term in 1829.
Retire to a farm?
Yeah, he was trying to retire to a farm.
It sounds like when families are like, we sent your dog, Bucko, to go live on the farm. I'm like, ugh.
But unfortunately, he died on October 8th, 1829 due to ill health.
Oh, he really did retire to the farm, didn't he?
I know, that's why I had to continue. But so at the time, he was 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
I know.
He got a lot done before 40, though.
All of my sources don't really tell, like, what he really died from, like, the illness he had. They said it was a cold. Like, yikes. Everyone is like,
the 1800s,
he died
though.
From a cold. And I'm like,
you can die from the common cold. There's no cure.
I know, but like,
2020 and there's no cure to the common cold. Also, well, I mean, no cure for coronavirus, but.
Well, technically, it common cold could be considered a coronavirus. So his brother, Levi Lincoln Jr., for reference, didn't die until he was 85 years old.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, so.
So Levi got all the good genes.
Apparently.
Jr.
Well, not really. Okay, so Enoch was apparently a bit of a looker.
Yes, there's a difference
reportedly.
Between. Okay, fine. He got all the hardy genes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Enoch was a playboy.
But one of the coolest things is that Enoch actually won 3 elections for governor, all with over 90% of the vote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like.
Is this before we had parties?
No.
Oh, wow.
We've had parties since Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton started fighting. Like, that's really
two.
What started.
Neither of them were actually good people.
I know.
They did good things for the country, perceivably.
Well, and so Enoch and his family largely were Democratic Republicans.
Which is what we live in. We live in a Democratic Republic. The one thing I retained from school.
They kind of leaned toward more the Republican side, which...
That was something different at the time than what it is
now. It was very
now.
Something different.
Isn't it weird that so many people think we live in a democracy and we actually live in a Democratic Republic?
I mean, a Democratic Republic actually works better, but...
No, yeah.
I mean, honestly, if we actually lived in a democracy, we could technically actually cancel the people we cancel. And that's terrifying. So while Enoch was governor, he oversaw Augusta being established as the capital of Maine, and he also endorsed education improvements. So he was pro-education. He actually got to lay the first cornerstone of the Maine State House on July 4th, 1829. So, like, the same year he died. So he never got to actually see it built. Aww. But it was one of his projects. He also owned land along the Penobscot River. I apologize to anyone from Maine if I am mispronouncing that, because I definitely am. And that's actually where the town of Lincoln, which is named after him, resides. So he's got an entire town named after him.
But not Lincoln, Nebraska.
Probably not.
Guessing.
I would wager to say.
I don't know.
But the thing is, you know, so he's extremely popular with the people. He was considered. He was considered good looking for the time.
The
I saw
ladies.
Pictures and, like, debatable. But he's, like, all forehead. Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
I'm already seeing lots of forehead. And, oh. He was considered attractive at the time.
Yes,
really,
he was.
Guys.
No, okay, so you say that, you can bring up the ladies thing. And the funny thing is, before Hamilton even came out in Gravity Falls, there was an episode where Mabel sees visions of all her old crushes and everything. And one of them is Alexander Hamilton. And she's like, guy from the $10 bill, I forgot I had a crush on you. And this was before Hamilton. I was like, I love it so much. Anyway, so some of Enoch's politics. He was well known for his staunch position against slavery.
Good, good.
He drank that respecting women juice every morning. He was very pro women's rights.
I was wondering what this juice was. I was very confused.
Respect women juice. I love that turn of phrase. It's so dumb and I love it. It is reported that he had an uncommonly high regard for educated women. Even so, he remained single like his entire life.
Enoch might have been gay.
Yeah, there's a good chance. I don't know. There's actually no reports whether or not that is true, whether or not he had a roommate, so to speak. Because there's actually not a lot of information out there about Enoch, which is kind of sad. Because from what I've read, he was actually a pretty cool dude.
Well, he also died at 40, so I wonder why there's not that much information about him.
Fair. So he was also known for his even temper and gentle yet firm manner. According to reports, he became enraged at any mistreatment of the poor.
Well, that's good. Good dude.
So, like I'm saying, there was a reason.
Fine young gent.
There was a reason he got 90% of the vote. Like, aside from just being apparently good looking for the time.
I really want to know what their standards were for good looking.
So, aside from his political career, Enoch was also a renowned poet. He wrote The Village in 1816, which is a 2,000-line poem. It's very descriptive.
I feel like I've heard of it.
And it actually displayed his appreciation for nature as well as his feelings towards social reforms.
So he wrote an entire book and was like, this is a poem.
Well, it was like 12 pages, so it would be a really short book, but yeah.
There are some books I didn't who are shorter than that.
Because I also didn't want to go into a poetry analysis because I was tired, but... apparently, it tackles a lot of social positions and mistreatments and how they should be changed and everything. So, again, he was not one to mince words when it came to something he was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And what he cared about was people, which was really neat of him. And I'm so happy. Sorry, we're getting one good guy out of all this. I was so afraid that he would turn out to be another Woodrow Wilson. So basically, Enoch was well-loved by his community. Because again, imagine anyone nowadays getting 90% of a vote.
Yeah.
Yikes. And he was buried in what is now Capitol Park. And in 1842, so like 13 years after his death, a granite mausoleum was constructed in which he was interred alongside three other notable figures in Maine's early days. And no, I did not get the name of those.
Alexander Hamilton.
He had nothing to do with Maine.
Aaron Burr. Sorry.
This does not have anything to do with Hamilton. Leave Enoch out of this Hamilton mess. Leave Enoch alone, Miranda. He's just a good dude.
But good dudes never get musicals written about them.
I know. I'm thinking about it.
Yes, you and your extensive musical knowledge.
Yes. Yes, clearly.
And talent.
Oh, I know.
Extensive.
And I'm going to play the role of Enoch.
Move on.
Okay, so now we're getting to the actual mystery.
Intrigue.
So on October 31st, 1991, Ludington Daily News reported that the bodies of Lincoln and the others entombed with him were simply not there anymore.
What?
No one knew where they were. And this kind of came to light because this one person, Sheila McKenna, started doing a lot of research after she found out about it. So basically, she found out about it because there were discussions of moving the state Supreme Court from Portland to Augusta. And the site for that, one of them suggested, was near Lincoln's mausoleum.
Oh, okay.
And so McKenna was like, no, don't do that. Lincoln's there. We got to respect that. And someone else just said, no, that thing's empty. And so she just started investigating it. She's like, what? So the state...
Who discovered it was empty?
So the State Bureau of Public Images, BPI, reported that an investigation about 5 years prior, so around 1986, had found that the bodies were missing.
And nobody did anything?
I mean, I don't know. Apparently it had just been known that the bodies weren't there for like 5 years and no one said anything.
Who grave robbed them?
I don't know. Okay, so the bodies had last been formally accounted for in 1903.
What year was this?
It was 1986 that they knew that the bodies were missing. 1991 that it was reported that the bodies were missing, like, to the public. But the last time anyone can for sure say they saw the bodies was in 1903.
Oh, my God. Y'all gotta get better keeping tabs on bodies.
So, after a skeleton had been photographed on the floor of the tomb, there was a legislative resolve to restore the site.
What'd they do? Crawl out? Zombie happen?
I don't know.
Was it Scooby-Doo Zombie Island?
There's seriously so little known about
what
this.
The actual...
Like, the only thing I could find about this entire thing was really just the one article from the Ludington thing. And everyone else just kind of mentions that he's not there anymore. Some people mention that he's not there anymore. But his Wikipedia article didn't even say anything about this. So when everything was getting restored in 1903, it had been noted that Lincoln's body was particularly well-preserved in his metal casket.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, like, his body was nice and
still
dead, but...
hot stuff. Good looks were intact.
The other bodies, however, had to be put into new caskets because the old ones had been decaying from dampness and age.
Gross.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, what could have happened? Do you have any off-the-cuff theories?
Someone grave-robbed... Or, once again, Scooby-Doo Zombie Island happened.
Oh, we're getting into some fun. We can have fun with this in a minute. So, there's one theory that the bodies were moved. McKenna researched this by checking the names of those buried in every other cemetery in Maine, but none of them are registered in any other cemetery. And besides checking the cemeteries, she also looked up whether the bodies had a record of being moved from the mausoleum, and nothing.
They could have just lost it.
I mean, yeah, but
also, why would they have a mausoleum if they moved them?
Yeah.
Why would you, there'd be no point of having one anymore because you took them
off. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's a whole topic I didn't even touch on. Again, there's no record of them being moved, like losing that record. Okay, fair. But then why is there also not a record of, you know, them being in any other cemetery? Like, you'd have to lose two records at that point, which seems very improbable. Not impossible, but improbable. Theory two, the bodies were misplaced. So the BPI actually did some housekeeping for the tomb in the 1950s, which is after 1903, which means they should have known that the bodies were there.
I'm just going to say no.
But I'm just so confused. They should have known whether the bodies were there or not in 1950, but, like, there's no record of whether or not they actually knew that.
That's true.
So McKenna's theory is that they forgot to put the bodies back in, but that's just speculation.
Forgot.
And like, my whole thing is, like, if they'd forgotten, like, why haven't they found the bodies then? Like, did they not make a record of cremation or anything they did with the bodies afterward? At one point, I think you just walk in and see, oh, shoot, there's three bodies. I better put those back. Or, I'm sorry, four bodies. Gotta get those back where they belong.
Just misplaced, like, them.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, where are
back
they?
Back in a closet somewhere. Whoops. They're spring cleaning
they're
one
just
day.
In a
oh
morgue.
My god.
Basically, I'm like, how do you just
lose three bodies? Misplace three bodies?
I'm sorry, four bodies.
Four bodies.
It's Lincoln and
yeah, but
three
one
others
of them was found on the ground. So.
No, that one. Again, might not have been any.
Wait, they didn't test it?
I don't know. I didn't hear any news about the skeleton.
Whose was it?
I don't know if it was one of the people's or not.
My god.
There's so little known about this. I need to, like, dive into some historical archives at this point because I'm very intrigued. Theory three, someone stole it, like you suggested. However, there's no real no real theory as to how or why this would be the case.
People selling bodies for money.
But
they sell them to medical schools for money.
But then again, my qualms are, like, there were four bodies. Why would you take all four of them?
To sell them.
That would be a lot of risk. Like,
to sell them to colleges, medical schools.
Then you take one or two, not four high-profile bodies.
H.H. Holmes.
We're not talking about H.H.
Holmes.
H.H. Holmes
did the same thing, though. I'm not saying he's the one who stole the bodies?
Well, he couldn't have been because they were last counted for in 1903.
Exactly. But it's not unheard of at this time. H.H. Holmes did
it. Around the time of 1903.
That's what I'm saying. H.H. Holmes did it a few years before this happened. So.
Okay. So theory number four, and this one's kind of like really bonkers, is that the body was never there to begin with.
I swear.
And... again, this seems to be completely unlikely, as it was only in the 1980s, which would be well over a century after the body would have been moved to the mausoleum, that the bodies were reported missing.
I just thought of a TikTok we could make. with that sound. God.
So anyway, Dave. Okay. Stop.
That'd be funny. We could make a TikTok to this. Did you bury him in the thing?
I'm just so confused about all of this because, like, why would someone steal the bodies? One. And two, where the heck are they?
I think the why could be answered with my theory personally. Mm-hmm. They were stolen and sold to medical research schools or medical schools.
So I think the grave was actually locked for the most part. Like it had, like it wasn't public access, basically. Yeah. Because, like I said, people didn't really know that he was missing.
Yeah, but grave robbers know how to get in. Not always. Sometimes they're messy and get caught. But
also, yeah, grave robbing. But like then I feel like there would be more damage to the mausoleum than there was.
There's a dead, you know, skeleton on the floor. So
that was in 1903, Miranda. That was only in 1903. Like, come on. That was like a century ago.
Wait, in 1903 the skeleton was on the floor?
Yes. Yeah.
So the last time the bodies were accounted for, there was one on the floor and nobody questioned why it was on the ground?
I tried looking into that because I swear I'd seen something before about it also being suspicious that I think it might have been one of the actual bodies that was supposed to be in there was on the floor.
I thought they found that one after when they discovered the missing.
No, they restored the mausoleum because there had been a photograph of a skeleton on the floor. Like someone took a picture of it. There's so many, like,
so you're telling me, I think they just buried someone who shouldn't have been buried and it crawled out there and then died. Once again, Scooby-Doo Zombie Island.
So the thing is, yeah, one, I think we should talk about Enoch Lincoln more, and also what the heck is up with any of this? Because,
this is bizarre.
I know. There's no explanation, really, that makes any sense. Like, how many records have to be lost in order for any of this to happen?
The paperwork is going to be excruciating.
Well, more than that, also, this is a relatively unknown phenomena as well. Like, it's not talked about nearly as much. It's not reported on. Like I said, they knew the bodies weren't there in 1986.
Yeah, and but they now just there's didn't nothing they can say do
anything,
about it.
But they just didn't say anything until 1991. It was just like people knew.
I mean, the
80s but they
were
like fine.
Time.
It's just he was also such an important person in Maine's history.
Yeah, but he died like at 40, so
I know, but also there's weakling. Again, his Wikipedia article was so weak. There was so much more information about his brother, which granted his brother lived until 85, and his father.
Alpha kid.
Like apparently, I'm pretty sure. Maybe this is the actual conspiracy. Maybe Levi Lincoln Jr. just had to steal his brother's life force, and that's
what okay. Levi you're done.
Jr. lives most. I'm sorry. Levi Lincoln Jr. was also a kind of a stand-up guy, so. You're at least as far this. As I know.
You're done with your cockamamie.
I just want to know why.
I explained it. I think someone stole them for medical research. Or Scooby-Doo Zombie Island.
I don't quite buy the first one. The second one might be plausible. Just because grave robbing is such a boring idea. But also I think there would be more damage to the mausoleum if.
Yeah, I don't. But
there's a reason
I also like the image of them being misplaced and someday when they're cleaning, it's spring cleaning and the BPI.
They're like, oh, there they are.
The BPI. Oh, they're just spring cleaning them. In the back of the closet. Oh my God.
You blew up the microphone.
I'm pretty sure they would too. They find a whole bunch of decomposed corpses.
Yikes. I'm just
really old rotting skeletons in the back of a closet.
Just in a closet. Not in a drawer or anything.
Why? You're gonna fit them in a whole drawer?
I'm imagining
you're
a morgue.
Fold them up, put them in a drawer.
Because like my idea would be like they would be in a morgue. Like, have they checked them?
Did they like fall behind the shelf? Is that what happened?
No, I'm just imagining the whole.
Just like a normal drawer.
What was it? Woody trying to get Buzz stuck behind the
oh,
the
God.
Desk in Toy Story.
You're done.
But instead, it's like three or it's four human bodies.
We're done with this.
That's awful. I love it. So yes, this has been Ashlyn's mystery moments.
Well, if you know what happened to Enoch Lincoln's body, feel free to email us at madderthanacaterpillar@gmail.com. You could also check us out on Instagram at madderthanacaterpillar.
Or tweet at us or slide into our DMs at madderthanacat on Twitter.
There you go. I was like, where? And maybe even check out our TikTok. We post on there sometimes, and we might post one about this one. I have a specific sound I want to use.
It involves curse words, though. We're a family-friendly podcast.
Care. Yeah, family-friendly podcast.
Didn't that say talks about death and murder a lot.
Yes. So.
Go ahead, drop us a line. Tell us your theories.
Yes. Let us know if you have any ideas for future podcasts.
Yes.
Any of your personal favorite conspiracy theories and or true crime / paranormal experiences?
Absolutely.
Would be much appreciated.
Sorry, we're very tired right now. It's been a long
I just don't know what she existence. Wants me to say, and she's just spazzing out over there.
She got super ancient yesterday on her 25th birthday.
Yes, I just aged 15 years.
And, like, now she can't think straight or, like, remember things. Like, her mind's going already.
It was already going, let's be honest. Alrighty. So, as always, we'll leave you with this. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell Enoch, because he probably fell behind your drawer. And good night.
I appreciate it.